Midge nodded his head knowingly as he spoke out boldly.
I was a rapscallion long before you was born. I've served under your father, Gormad Tun. Now wait now, don't tell me. You'll be Damag the youngest son, or was it the eldest? I forget. Didn't you have a brother? I remember now, 'twas Byrul. Where's he got to these days?
Damag's eyes glinted dangerously.
You ask a lot of questions for a ragged old creature. Silence is the best policy for one such as you when I am holding a sword.
Midge sat down on the ground. He pulled an assortment of coloured pebbles and some carved twigs from beneath his sacking gown and tossed them in the air. Totally ignoring the warlord, he studied the jumble of wooden stone on the grass in front of him. Then in a sing-song voice he said,
I got no need to ask questions. My signs tell me all. The moon and stars, the wind in the trees, and water that runs through the land. All these things whisper their secrets to me.
Midge could tell by the look on Damag's eyes that he had captured the warlord's interest. The great rat sheathed his sword.
You are a seer. One who can look into the future.
Some beasts have called me seer. Maybe they're right. You can tell.
Who is that beast with you? Is he a seer also?
Not Berthel. He is called the Silent One and must be allowed to roam free and unhindered. Berthel, go!
Tamo sensed that Midge was giving him an excuse to find Rockjaw and report to him. Smiling foolishly, he wandered off. Damag turned to Scorp.
Let no beast harm Berthel. He may go where he pleases. Seer, what do they call you?
My name is Migo. It was given to me on the night of the Dark Moon by a black fox.
Damag stared at Midge for a long time, then beckoned to him.
Come into my tent, Migo. You there, bring food and drink for this creature. The rest of you, get about your business.
Tamo's footpaws shook as he made his way through the camp. He could feel Scorp watching him, so instead of travelling in a straight line, he wandered willy-nilly. The aim of his walk was to take him over the hilltop, away from the camp, where he would seek out Rockjaw Grang.